But another thought I had was, well, I've spoken about kṛtaṇyutā, gratitude, but in the Pali scriptures, do we have a word for imagination? Well, I don't think we do. Perhaps Sāgaramāti will come up with one, but I can't think of one. But is there something perhaps that corresponds to imagination? So I thought about that for a bit, and then it occurred to me, yes, there is something that corresponds to this vertical imagination, as I've called it. And that's what's sometimes called the deva chakshu, the divine eye. And of course the Buddha had the divine eye. In Buddhist literature, there's a whole series of eyes. There is the eye of the flesh. And then the next is the divine eye, which I've identified with the imagination. And beyond that, there is the Dharma eye and the Buddha eye. But the eye of imagination, the divine eye. And of course, the Buddha had that eye, as well as, of course, the other eyes. And it is with that eye that the Buddha, after his enlightenment, looked out upon humanity. So what did the Buddha see when he saw human beings? He didn't see nasty, grovelling little creatures, rather as perhaps Swift saw them. No. What did he see? He saw lotus flowers. Not with his physical eye, of course, but with the eye of his imagination, with his divine eye. He saw lotus flowers in different stages of development. He recognized the potential that even ordinary human beings had. So it was on that account, of course, that he decided to teach, to proclaim the Dharma. So it's important that we try to develop just a little of that kind of imagination. The imagination that puts ourselves in the place of other people, which is able to appreciate them as living, growing beings who aspire to something spiritual.